It had already been arranged, apparently. She had spoken to my agent. She had even made inquiries about flights to Geneva. Of course, there was nothing I could do to resist, even if I had wanted to. I asked if King Kirill himself had approved his choice of assistant. "I have written to him and told him you would be perfect," said Princess Helen with a charming smile. I knew at once that this was her exquisitely courteous way of hinting that I should not inquire too deeply into the whys and wherefores of the matter. A little later on she did let fall something, perhaps deliberately, which suggested that there might be a hidden motive to my mission. My father has an apartment in Lausanne, but now my mother is dead, he is spending more and more time at Saint-Germain with the Institute of Psychic Health. I am sure the IPH people are all very admirable in their way, but I think it would be good for him to be involved with someone who is not in that milieu. You know how cliquey and close these people can be? Do you get out to see him often? I asked. The princess frowned. She had picked up my own subtle implication. If you're so concerned, why don't you go and sort it out yourself? I wish I could, but I have such a busy schedule here. There are all my charities, which mean so much to me, as you know. I do my best to keep in touch, but email and phone are so unsatisfactory.